107.5 WGCI, Tony Score in the Morning Riot on your radio, man, on your Friday, and we get it in, man. Of course, if you listened to the show yesterday, we had my man from Good Music, Pusha T. He was in town doing the show. He called up and talked to us and had some interesting words to say about a young man we have on the line right now. You know him. My man Consequence is on the line right now. What's up, Cons?
Peace. How's everything? What's good?
Good morning, Consequence.
Man, everything
good morning
is,
to you.
Everything is everything. You know we in the Shy, man. Of course, Kanye West home. You have a little beef going on with Kanye West and Good Music right now. Explain yourself, man. Explain your side of this whole situation for the people of Chicago, man.
Okay, well, I'm going to definitely ask for the floor to be uninterrupted for about like 2 to 3 minutes, if that's okay. Because I need to really point out some key points to the people of Chicago and the listeners of WGCI.
The floor is yours, my man.
In regards to the interview that that guy did, you know, when you're dancing around issues when it comes to hip-hop and microphone confrontations and battles, it really shows one thing. It shows that he can't compete. And I'm going to say this clearly. He lyrically cannot compete. And that's the reason for the extra smoke and mirrors and the attempt at discrediting. Because I'm going to tell you guys something. You guys have a song in rotation that just proves everything that he says. He said, yo, there's nobody checking for this guy. I'm going to tell you who's checking for me, Chicago. Beyonce's checking for me. You want to know why Beyonce is checking for me? Because if you have the 4 album and you go to song number 5 and you listen to it, it's a record called Party, and I'm performing the chorus on Party, and I also had a hand in the co-production. And so I want Chicago to understand clearly, if you're saying Beyonce knows Carter is nobody, then you're disrespectful and you're misinformed, and you're disrespecting her fans by questioning her taste level. Okay, as it stands right now, I'm the most talked about commodity in hip-hop. And I'm going to go out here and say it. I'm probably the best pure lyricist in hip-hop and in music right now.
Whoa.
And among the elite songwriters in this game.
Bow.
Let's be crystal clear about this.
Bow.
You understand what I'm saying?
Whoa.
And I'm going to prove it because I'm going to drop the biggest blockbuster this summer in the form of Movies on Demand 3. So I want everybody who's listening in Chicago, if you know my history, you don't know my history, Chi-Town, know I'll get down with y'all. Make sure you follow me on Twitter, because I'm going to announce this coming week the official release date of Movies on Demand 3. And like I said, on MTV, we're going to get to it. We definitely going to get to it. And there's something else I want to address in regards to that interview. Now, that guy said, oh, he's an outsider. He's an outsider, and I'm an insider. Let me tell you why Kanye West has never said anything to him regarding our situation. He's never said anything to him regarding our situation because he's a worker. He's a worker. He was jet fuel for Pharrell Williams, and he's going to be jet fuel for Kanye West.
So you're saying he's not a boss. He's just a worker. They're using him.
He's a live body.
Man.
I said it in the Plagiarist Society. You ain't nothing but a body shield. You're jet fuel.
All right, y'all heard it from Consequence himself, from the man's mouth. Now, I also understand that you kind of went in the studio, man, and put a little something together that we're about to drop right here exclusively, man. Go ahead and tell us about it.
I got a new joint. It's called Everybody Told Me To Straighten It Out. It's a remake, so to speak, of a classic record, and I think it really addresses the situation well, and there's no way I can be on WGCI without divulging a little bit into what's going on with Kanye.
Yeah.
Of course, you guys know him well. Well, you know, is your hometown hero.
Yes, sir.
You know what I'm saying? And so you know his history, and you know, first of all, he's the only child. But he's the only child who has a few brothers. And, for example, one of his brothers is Chi-Town's GLC.
Yes, sir.
Shout out to GLC.
Love him. Homie.
Yes, sir.
Yes.
Shout out to G.
Another one of his brothers is Really Though.
Yes, sir.
Really Though.
Another one of his brothers is Ron Fest.
Yes, sir. Shouts to Fest. That's my homie. The alderman.
Another one of his brothers is Consequence. And I'm going to be real. I'm the brother who's not going to stand back and watch him do what he's doing and be up to no good without saying anything. So
So at this point, I'm going to be honest with Chicago. It's gotten a little past just Kanye at this point. So this is going to continue. This quote-unquote campaign of terror is going to continue until Jay-Z intervenes. And when Jay-Z and Consequence have a gentleman conversation,
yo,
this may come to an end.
Yo, Consequence, but I got to ask you a question, keeping it 100, man. I understand your side of the story, but like Rhymefest, GLC, really though, those guys have also kind of taken the backseat from the, you know, the other artists that's on good music, but they're not going at Ye like that. So why have you picked up the flag?
It's the dynamic in which lives within me. It's okay. The dynamic in which lives within me. Now, do I say that they're wrong for not doing
right
or speaking or saying anything? No. That's who they are as people. Am I one to stand up for myself? Yes, I stand up for myself. Is there anything wrong with standing up for yourself? No, there isn't. Is there anything wrong with being displeased with a situation? No, there isn't. And if you have the power to do so, Chicago, you know this as people. You know this as the people who we are. This doesn't have city lines. This is about the people who we are and which this music was erected. This is about the tombs of the protesters and the marches.
All right, hey, Cons, we're about to get into the record right now, so we're about to drop it on Chicago, man. World premiere exclusive. Here it is. My man, Consequence, in reply to the whole good music situation. It's called Straighten It Out, and we're dropping it right here. Let's go.
G-C-R.
We're doing good music ever. We're doing Kanye ever. And you and Q-Tip ever. The game will never be the same unless y'all. It'll never be the same unless y'all. Everybody told me to. I could go the same route as Beans and attempt to apologize, or turn the internet into Columbine and explain to the people where the problem lies. When black people attempt to colonize intellectual property and leave their mans without a pop to pee in, and that's a trait of Europeans. So I'ma bring back the term skins, cause these 90 rappers the end of one seeing them. Once you can talk about my grin and your tweet tweet, but if you go under your mattress, better squeeze, cause you can never revoke my past in these streets. So hey, sucker, wherever you are, you don't wanna go to war with the cleverest star, cause I leave careers where the veterans are. We doing good music ever.
Tony Schofield in the morning, right?
The game will never be the same unless y'all. It'll never be the same unless y'all. Everybody told me to. Nah, I'm good. I can guarantee before the summer's up that I'ma expose all of these cover ups. The bingo hall, homie, your numbers up. Cause they don't put tiaras on the runner ups. My little princess, victim of incest. The streets know the deal, so you owe me with interest. You should have been the best, but Jay. You might as well be your owner of the Oakland A's. Amber,
A's.
Alexis,
A's.
And maybe even
A's.
And the kid who dropped out of Yale to be your stylist. You know who's the wildest? Your boy calls to the quince, cause I don't give a f when it comes to them checks. You disrespect my set, you never make it out. So really, there's nothing else to straighten out.
Were you doing good music ever? Were you doing Kanye ever? Can you doing Q-Tip ever? The game will never be the same unless y'all. It'll never be the same unless y'all. Everybody told me to.
Morning, right?
Nah, I'm good.